Elliot Gardner on their programme, the Easter Oratorio and the Ascension Oratorio. That's at 9:30 here on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow evening. And we'll be there earlier in the evening as well at 7 o'clock.
The Mints, M-I-N-T. Mexico, Indonesia, Nigeria and Turkey.
BBC Radio 4 asks if these are the new economic powerhouses.
So we're very fast and we provide whatever the Chinese provide right now.
You are out-Chinesing the Chinese.
Yes.
The economist Jim O'Neill begins a new four-part series in Mexico.
How many people here would pay taxes?
No one.
None at all. We're literally looking at hundreds, if not thousands of people.
The often rocky road to national prosperity in Mint, the next economic giant, on BBC Radio 4, Monday to Thursday mornings next week at 9.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for me to hand over to Nick Luscombe for tonight's edition of Late Junction. Nick.
Thanks very much, Ian. And coming up tonight...
play a song, little guess-ass boy.
She walks in the teeth of the city where its neon ways are warm.
Adogo iru de lori.
This is an appropriate moment to mention human common sense.
And we start with the sound of the Pink Panther.
Thank you.
That's Henry Mancini's Pink Panther theme, given a little makeover by a group being heralded as Pakistan's Buena Vista Social Club, the Satchel Studios Orchestra. Starting off tonight's Late Junction, and we're live, so your tweets and emails are welcome, of course, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or late.junction at bbc.co.uk. And in the background, new music from Trevor Horn's ZTT label by A Theory. This is Elevens. We'll be right back.
Conjure de silerie. ponju desileri.
Angelique Kidjo from her brand new album Eve, described as a collection of songs dedicated to the power of African womanhood, produced by Patrick Dillett, who's worked with David Byrne, Fatboy Slim, to name just a couple. The record itself features Dr. John, members of Vampire Weekend, the Kronos Quartet and the Orchestra Philharmonique du Luxembourg. And before that, music from Copenhagen's Travelling Tribes with Unheard Songs of Sorrow. Well, last night I was after suggestions for the sort of music you'd like to hear more of on 8 Junction in the year ahead. And then feel free to keep those coming in via Twitter and email. One area that I'm really keen to explore is psychedelic music. And here's a great example of some British psychedelia from a really great new Cherry Red box set called Love, Poetry and Revolution. And these are the Deviants with Child of the Sky.
City where its neon ways are warm. Through all the laughing angels, and still she comes to harm. But watch still and waiting, you'll never see her cry. Thank you. as they play the guilt game and pile up the dead. And the flashing silent spells icon as it burns above each head. But the words are
Diageo have mounted a crusade to create Arthur's Day and sucker us into their charade. Start them off on Alka-Pops, taste just like lemonade. Get them into the hit while they're young and underwiser. Diageo pumped the volume up on Arthur's Day with the Manic Street Preacher's Primal Scream, Tom Jones and David Gray, to flog their alcohol. The revving the youngsters up for a mighty spree. Twitter and Facebook telling them where the Mumfords are gonna be. It's happy, 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 happy Arthur's Day. It's a happy, 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 clappy advertising scheme. Drink sensibly, they implore us, as their hosannas sound a never-ending chorus. And kids get hooked on the fantasies they flesh before us. Time. Arthur's alcohol holiday is coming round again. He's the patron saint of Arthur, canonized by the advertising men. The medics in the ambulance work overtime. The A&E is a drunk tank in the firing line. Diageo goes AWOL at closing time. It's happy, 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 happy Arthur's Day.
It's a happy, 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 clappy advertising scheme. They ring sensibly, they implore us, as their hosannas sound a never-ending chorus. And kids get hooked on the fantasies they flash before us. At opening time. At opening time.
I'll play a track from that album in my New Year mix, which you can find on the iPlayer and at the Late Junction page of the BBC Radio 3 website. Welsh medieval harp music from Bill Taylor. And before that, unmistakably, Christy Moore, a new track that's both humorous and spot on politically as well. Arthur's Day from his recently released album, Where I Come From. And you also heard a track considered by many at the time to be one of the worst records ever made. But I think it's excellent, Deviants. And music now from the father of Brazilian drumming, Luciano Peroni, who was one of the first to record a samba on the snare drum. And this is taken from an album he recorded to commemorate 50 years of professional activity back in 1972. It was called Batucada Fantastica, Volume 3. And from it, here's Sorongo, the sound of the bamboo.
Thank you.
That's excellent, from the Maison de Jeunes album, part of Damon Albarn's Mali Meets UK Africa Express project, the Lobre Trio band, Denny Kellen Bay Coco. And thanks for all your tweets so far tonight. Here's a few nice ones. Jason Cobb, who says, these live Late Junctions work just as well the following morning, has urgency. Also loving the new Tanari Wen track. So, yeah, check out the iPlayer, of course, for all the shows from this week. Plashing Bowl, this is great. Thanks to the wonders of Late Junction, my mother has now experienced drum and bass. So that's good to know. And on the other sort of end of the age scale, one from last night, Laura, little one had nightmares, but now snuggled on the sofa under the duvet listening to Late Junction. So yeah, Late Junction at your service, covering all styles of music for all age groups, I think. A track now from the seventh volume of Sub Rosa's Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music series. Originally released in 1996, this is Clan Creek and Corpus One.
Thank you. Thank you.
14-piece spiritual jazz ensemble from London. That's the Teo Tima Ensemble with Gloves Off from their recently released debut album, Counting the Ways. And before that, Music Box, who I've been playing on the radio since I heard their first release a few years back. They've just released their debut album for the Lydian label, that track, The Kingfisher. And time now for some truly independent British music. We've got some Half Man, Half Biscuit, Divine Comedy and Cassette Boy coming up. Stuff that really sort of stands out for its energy, lyricism and humour, and also music that I haven't heard in some time. And it doesn't come much more incendiary than this mid-80s Mancunian three-piece Big Flame, who still remain one of my all-time favourite bands. I saw them at a venue called Ziggy's in Plymouth a long time ago, but I can still remember the energy from that night. And this could be the most frantic record to ever be aired on Late Junction, so stand away from your speaker or maybe turn it down a little bit. Or turn it up, it's up to you. Big Flame, this is Sargasso. We'll be right back.
Yo, girl, I've been peeping you for quite some time. Finally got the nerve to see if you could be mine. We can go and smoke some trees, eat some dinner, drink wine. Talk about your mind frame, cause the stars is out, and baby, you so fine. I just hope you got a different mentality. Seen a lot of places and a lot of nationalities. And y'all turned up everywhere, it's the same. Different people, different places, different spaces, different races. But everybody's still playing them same games. It got so bad, I started doing the same thing. But anyway, we can talk over lunch if you don't slumber. Yo, here's my number, number. And hey, hey. I said, one time for your mind. I said, you looking real good. Yeah, hey, hey, yo, I like the way you dress.
Oh, yo, that's fresh.
Hey, yo, I like the way you undress. You impress.
Oh,
oh. Unless your ass is untrue, then you know we through. No more play the fool. We go shopping if you cook some au gratin.
Hey,
you on the team if you cookin' some greens.
True.
My mom and pops taught me how to cook too. The only one I wanna be with is you.
What it look like?
And it looked like you looking at me.
Yo,
take a trip and see how things could be.
If it was fun,
for sure. And I say
what she said.
And you're looking kinda nice,
kinda right,
kinda nice. Come on.
Play a song, little cassette boy. Play a song of joy. Play for me, my cassette boy.
As a human, life is easy. There's nothing wrong. As a human, life is easy. Absolutely nothing wrong. Do not feel guilty. Be quiet. Don't scream and shout. Stand still. Make life run as smoothly as possible. Always come when called. Expect good manners. Be friendly, confident, and socially acceptable. Treatment can be instigated. Remember that you're a dog turd. As a human, life is easy. There's nothing wrong. As a human, life is easy. Absolutely nothing wrong. Go to the toilet. Put it away and move on. Avoid temptation. Be productive. Ignore the big wide world. Take no notice. Sheep and cattle, dogs or humans. As a human, life is easy. There's nothing wrong. As a human, life is easy. Absolutely nothing wrong. This is, however, a fairly extreme simplification. This is an appropriate moment to mention human common sense. As a human, you've got problems. It's very bad. As a human, you've got problems. Human sense. Common problem. Feel guilty. Make a big fuss. Become irritated. Become really anxious. Become frightened. Be completely counterproductive. Get into bad habits. Be late for work. Go self-employed. Transmit an incorrect message. Wage war against newspapers and anything else that enters the house through the letterbox. Birthday cards, bills, paychecks, it's all the same. This one really is down to you. As a human, you've got problems.
What do you mean I have a problem?
As a human, you've got problems.
I do not have a problem.
As a human, use this information to your advantage. The quiet little chap in the corner will be discontinued.
The twisted corpse.
When
Well, let's break on the National Express. Let's go.
Can you tell we're still slightly in festive mode here at Late Junction tonight? That's Divine Comedy, otherwise known as Neil Hannon with National Express from 1998. And before that, from Cassette Boy's mixtape album, you heard stars from J-Lib, also George Formby's Banjo Boy and Lynn Tate and the Comets, all given the Cassette Boy treatment. Half Man, Half Biscuit before that, lyrically very clever, Trumpton Riots. And if you've got any suggestions for your favourite cheeky track for next week's show, then let us know. At BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or you can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And from 80s and 90s underground UK to modern day South Africa with John Wizards, a real mix of kind of African sounds and Western electronics, formed after a chance meeting between a 25-year-old Cape Town native, John Withers, and Rwandan security guard turned singer Emmanuel Nazramba. This is Moisenberg. from Secret Land, that's Building Castles Out of Matchsticks, the alias of Ann Silikowski with All You Leave Behind. And before that, post-Rainbow Generation music, South African style, John Wizards. Thanks for your tweets tonight. Just one more to before we play the last track from Nicholas Jobbings. Attempting to resume normal sleep pattern, but Late Junction provided good reason to stay up late, especially tracks from Music Box. Thanks for that. And keep those tweets coming in with suggestions for next week's tracks on the cheeky side if you're interested. At BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Time for just one more tonight from Iranian-born deep techno producer Ariel Breaker. Classic Detroit-influenced music recorded using one keyboard, a drum machine and an Atari back in 2000 from Departure in Time. This is Oteil.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm starting this morning with a 2012 BBC Proms Saturday matinee performance of Bach's The Art of Fugue, as arranged by Mahan Esfahani for the Academy of Ancient Music. Bach died before the plates for the printing of The Art of Fugue were completed, so the posthumous publication probably doesn't reflect his last intentions. Was it written as a scholarly treatise, or was it meant to be performed, and if so, by which instruments? Well, Mahan Esfahani chose his scoring by thinking of the colours that occur to him when he plays it as a harpsichord solo. Some of them are French-inspired by the likes of Couperin and Rameau, some come from Bach himself, and some from Berg and Webern. I don't use the past to hide from the present, Mahan says. I like the past because it's alive for me.